Oh, that's right. We're right back here. A nice extended show here this morning, one I just truly love. And I have Brian Rees, the athletic director for Lander University, right here with us. I got to know, Brian Rees, how did you get the Clydesdales to come to Greenwood, South Carolina?
Exactly. It's one of those things. And thanks for letting me be on and pump this up a little bit. One of these things that you're sitting at your desk and the phone rings we have a very, very good relationship with KW Beverage up, and I think it's Piedmont, Anheuser-Busch people. And my contact, Watson Ely, called up and said, Brian, you know, we got a great relationship. You want the Clydesdales to come to Lander? And I said, hell yes. You know, and I said, but before I say hell yes, I said, I got to get with the president, and immediately called him, and he said, hell yes, let's get the Clydesdales here. So we're excited about it. It's going to be a massive, a huge event. You know, they are so iconic. I told somebody the other day, I'm 55 years old, and, you know, grew up in Detroit, been working in Greenville, Nashville, and this is the first time that I'm getting a chance to see the Clydesdales. And so it's going to be the full hitch, the big wagon in the back, the Dalmatian, the two guys, I think it's eight horses. They're bringing in three semis. You know, those semis are kind of like farms on wheels, and those Clydesdales are treated great. And where they're going to be located, we're going to do this in front of the fountain. Okay, right in the main part of campus there. And you'll see the three semis there. There's plenty of green space all around to sit. We got the parking all figured out. And they're going to do a little parade, which it starts. Will start at 7. They'll start moving at 7. But you can come early and watch them braid the horse's hair. There's five people that do that. And
the official braiders?
I guess so. And I guess that's a big event as well. With our location and so much green space, there's not going to be a bad seat in the house. And we're excited about it. And
what's the parade route?
It's just going to go kind of come around the flagpoles, go up Stanley, then go up to Montague all the way, kind of turn around and come back on the other side.
Okay.
And go around. They go extremely slow so everybody can get pictures. And because the thing is so close, everybody's going to kind of be able to see them twice, I think, the way we got the route made out. So.
And you know, this is a big question that a lot of people have asked
right.
me, Brian. Will there be beer?
Oh, no, there will not be. I know, that's the only thing. You know, I asked for two things. I said, can we get all different kinds of Budweisers? And they said, we usually don't have it at this event. I said, but what about the old Budweiser iconic song? Can we play that over the PA system, the music that we're going to play? And they said, oh, definitely. So, you know, so I think it's going to be fantastic. We put it a lot on Facebook. We've gotten a lot of Facebook responses. So my recommendation is that you get there early. It's Friday, August 30th, and it starts at 7 p.m. I know that's Celebrity. You know, we're real fortunate because if you look at it, their week is, I think they get in town on Tuesday. They're in the Clemson Big Parade on Wednesday. They're at Clemson for the for the kickoff of the football season on Thursday. They're here in Greenwood on Friday.
Following Clemson.
I know, which is fine. We're okay with that. And then they're doing something else in Greenville on Saturday. But for them to come all the way down to
right.
Greenwood, this is a huge event for the city, and we're just so jacked that we're able to put it on that. And that we got the opportunity that we said, yeah, we're doing it.
So. Okay. So you can get there starting around 5 o'clock?
Yeah, I would think, yeah, just come. I mean, you'll be able to bring your lounge, bring your chairs,
And you'll be able to get pictures?
There's going to be access to that as well, especially during the parade. And we got that whole green space in front of the fountain where the semis are going to be. And people are going to have access to see them really kind of really up close and, and see how it all goes. So it's amazing. So awesome, oh, right? I can't wait. I tell you, it's putting me in the Christmas spirit already, because you only see the Clydesdales really at Christmas time.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's only August and it's 100 degrees outside.
Not bringing in any snow, are you?
No, we're not. No.
Brian, that yeah. just disappoints me.
I know,
that's
exactly.
So you over the top.
I forgot to do that. And then, but it is, but if you know, you only see them on TV.
Right.
And for them to come in, and I heard this interesting story. You know, the Clydesdales were a gift from Augie Bush's sons to him in 1933. And that's kind of when the Clydesdales all started and going. And they got like four different groups in, you know, that's got broken up in the country. And my brother-in-law is a senior account executive for the Budweiser group in Charleston. It is hard to get them to come. And you're on a schedule, routine, and you may not get them for, you know, 2-3 years or whatever.
And
it's unbelievable that this just happened, and they're coming to Greenwood. And I really would like for everybody to come out and take a look at it. So
I think that would be great.
Yep.
Now,
and we're gonna announce a commemorative gift that we're giving out to for a certain number of people that come. You know, we're gonna
lifetime
be passing
supply out. Of Budweiser.
Yeah, I wish. Yeah, yeah. Maybe the bottle caps.
Come on, Brian.
Now we got something nice, and then the you know, we're going to be passing out schedules, and you know, our student athletes are going to be around there to talk, and coaches are going to be there around there,
and
so we're going to make it.
Brought
gonna have,
by the athletic department.
It is, yes, it is. Yep, and so we're excited about it. Now, but I'll tell you, athletics is kind of hosting it, but this is taking a campus wide. It's kind of a campus wide initiative. And we got everybody helping, and it's just going to be awesome. I can't wait till Friday next week.
He's literally sitting in his seat vibrating,
yeah,
folks.
Right. Exactly.
Now, let's see. So the parade is going to start at 7.
Correct.
Because I had that they were like there from 5 or 5:30 to 7 something, but this actually goes on. Now, 7 o'clock the parade starts.
Right.
What's the schedule?
Well, and then after that is, and then, you know, once they get done, then they start, they unhitch them. And they pack them away and load up. And, you know, there'll be some time afterwards to get pictures, but time beforehand when they're all, you know, outside before the parade. And we're going to have, you know, streets blocked off and so forth. So it'll be easy, you know, movement for everybody.
So this is something you want to check out your Facebook page on?
Yes. Come to LanderBearcats.com or the Lander University Athletic Web Facebook page. And we got Justin Berger and Rickson Lame done a great job with this, and they've put all kinds of information on there. And we're going to announce next week what our little commemorative gift's going to be. So you may want to get out there to make sure you get one.
All right. So 5 o'clock. Now,
the parade starts at 7.
Right. But
they can get there earlier to see them.
Now, what time
prep.
Are you going to start blocking off the streets? Do you
That probably don't. That'll be on the schedule and the information and stuff. So.
Okay. Well, I'll be sure to be putting that out
yes,
for
please,
you.
Yes, please.
Yes. And how is, you know, okay, we got the Clydesdales. We got that. We got a few minutes left here to talk. What's happening in athletics
there? It's just absolutely crazy, but it's a great crazy. You know, we started really three NCAA teams wrestling, and the men's and women's lacrosse, they're starting up. They all three of them start their official practice next week. We also did something unique, and we're only one of the three schools in the country that has done this, is we brought the men's and women's rugby club team, and they're transitioning into NCAA sports, and they are this year under athletics. So actually we added five teams. And so we went from last fall from 257 student athletes to about 440.
Wow.
And so yeah,
that's
it's
huge.
It is. It's a good bit. And we just finished all our team meetings, preseason team meetings, and everybody's excited. And I tell you, I think we got a chance for a great, great fall like we did last year. We just need a little bit of luck, keep everybody injury free, and we are so much better than we were a year ago. So keeping our fingers crossed.
Well, you've got some good people.
Oh, fantastic.
Over there.
Yeah, yep. Fantastic people. Campus-wide, they're great. And enrollment is through the roof at the school, which is also exciting, you know. And we're going to have a big announcement about that, I think, in the next week, 10 days, I think the school does. And I think everybody's going to be, and the community's going to be pretty excited about it.
pretty excited. Yep. Well, that, you know, that is terrific. Now, we never really did a finish up, and I know you put it out there and everything, but mm-hmm. how did the ball drop do?
Oh, ball was fantastic. I tell you, we had about 400 people at the event. The embers were fantastic. We did a survey at the end of the at the end of the event to everybody, and everybody wants the embers back. We got them back. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be mid-April this year. We'll announce the date here soon. And but we brought in about close to $75,000, and didn't have, you know, this, we, you know, then you minus the expenses. So I think we were somewhere around 55, which is fantastic. More than we did last year. Now, word of mouth is going around, so we probably won't have to spend as much, you know, this coming year. But I'll tell you, Ann, what's funny is we started this thing in the Peach Belt Conference, and within 2 years, five teams, including Lander, are now doing their version of the drop. Well, I want royalties. I mean, copyright rules, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
We talked about it here. You couldn't say anything because you were keeping this under wraps to the very last minute, and then you popped it out there.
Right.
Ultimate success.
Yeah, and I'm hoping we're going to be able to be outside next year.
That makes a big difference.
It does, no question. So it's great. I appreciate y'all's partnership with this. This is, you help us get the word out, and it's great.
And I'm looking forward to next
Good.
Year.
Awesome.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to let you go because I know you got a big meeting coming up, but tell them one more time what's happening.
Clydesdales, the Budweiser Iconic Clydesdales coming next Friday, a week from today, August 30th. The parade starts at 7 o'clock, front part of campus. Get there early. You can watch the horses, the Clydesdales unload. They are so iconic, and everybody knows about it, about them. And it's just one of the few times in your whole life that you're going to be able to come up close to them and see them. And
right here in
Greenwood, South Carolina, baby. That's right.
Who would believe it?
Exactly.
Thank you
You're
so
welcome
much,
for
Brian.
Having me. Thank you.
All right.